Thanks for tuning in for the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. And glad to have on the phone with me Vu Tran, whose new novel and first novel is called Dragonfish. It is a piece of crime noir set in Las Vegas and quite a ride. Vu Tran, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Oh, thank you. It's good to meet you, Mark.
So, Dragonfish, a novel I didn't learn until after I'd finished the book. I noticed that a dragonfish had popped up in the story, but I was surprised to learn that Dragonfish wasn't the title that you initially wanted to start out with. How did you come to Dragonfish for the title of the book?
The original title was the title of the short story that it was based on. I wrote a short story called This or Any Desert. And it was in the Vegas Noir anthology. I was asked to write it, and it got into the Best American Mystery Stories. So that was back in 2009. And I decided, maybe I should turn this into a novel. It has the kind of characters I think that can, take up some compelling space in a novel. So the 5 years that I was working on the novel, it was called This or Any Desert, and I thought of it as that, in those terms. And during the editing process, my editor asked me to change it or to come up. She very delicately, asked me if I had any other titles in mind, and I didn't. I'm horrible at coming up with titles. And this one was This or Any Desert is a little bit literary, I guess. And she was hoping for something a bit more, more vivid and memorable. And so she suggested Dragonfish from the second chapter. I didn't know what I thought at first, but, I pretty quickly agreed. I think it has a nice ring to it. But, yeah, I added a piece in the second chapter about Dragonfish. They're the nickname given to Asian arowana, which are the very expensive fish, illegal fish, that one of the characters smuggles. And the idea is that they bring good luck, keep the family together, and ward away evil. And I added that because I like the irony that they don't do any of that. They don't do any of those three things in the novel. So
no, they don't. Well, what attracts you to noir, Vu? Because you talk about this being based on a short story that was in the Las Vegas Noir anthology that Akashic Books puts out. What attracts you to this style of story?
Well, I've never actually, when I contributed that story, that was the very first time I had actually, consciously written in that genre. I guess I was writing mostly literary fiction, but all of my stories up until, this novel have always had an element of mystery in them. And I only realized that after the fact. I was always a plot-driven writer, very conscious of plot and language and atmosphere. And I think, crime novels, I guess, or the noir genre is, very interested in the same things. I'm a huge fan of noir cinema as well. And I don't know, I'm attracted to it for many reasons, but I think particularly for this novel, I felt it worked because, the noir genre plays a lot with, the kind of idea of the ambiguity that lives in shadows, hence noir. And that ambiguity is particularly true of immigrants and the kinds of stories that immigrants either tell you or choose not to tell you or kind of keep to themselves. And I thought that was always an interesting thing, the reasons why people don't tell you the stories that they have. And that all kind of went together as well as the Las Vegas setting,
I'm speaking with Vu Tran. His debut novel is called Dragonfish. You can learn more about it at our website. And I love this. I didn't go researching your noir roots, shall we say, Vu, until after I had finished the novel. But as I was reading it, I was swept up into it, and I almost found it as kind of a new form of noir with this Vietnamese-American experience, knowing how much of a different world it is for many immigrants coming to this country, especially as the result of war. But this was something that was kind of close to you. This is somewhat drawn from your childhood experiences, right?
Somewhat, yes. I mean, the basic premise of the backstory, a lot of Vietnamese characters share a backstory in that they escaped Vietnam by boat, and they settled in this refugee camp off the coast of Malaysia called Pulau Bidong in the Palau Islands. That's taken from my experience. My mother took me and my sister. I was five, my sister was seven, and we escaped Vietnam by boat in 1980. My father had left before I was born in 1975. He was with the South Vietnamese Air Force, so he had to leave because he fought with the Americans. So I had never met him, and in any case, we escaped in 1980, and we managed to settle. We managed to get to the refugee island, and so a third of the novel, or you know, a good part of the novel, is about that experience. It's about one of the main characters, Susie, writing letters to her daughter, telling her about that experience. And so, yeah, it shares the basic premise with my life. But, you know, I would say 99% of it is invented.
I love the story about Robert, an Oakland cop still pining for his wife, Susie, who had left him. She's remarried to a Vietnamese smuggler and gambler. But then she disappears, and her new husband asks for Robert's help in finding him. And going through Vegas, you bring a dull shine to Vegas. I guess reveal some of the seamier sides of the city there.
Oh, I lived 7 years in Vegas, actually. So I spent a lot of time in this. You know, I think I know the city. Or at least I know the city as an outsider who has lived there for a while. I felt it was, it's an endlessly interesting city. In many ways, it's a boring city with this yes. kind of strip of land that is always intriguing. So it's a very weird place in that most of it is suburbia, very normal, boring suburbia. And there's this strip of land that is full of tourists and full of, you know, very weird people. But the town is full of weird people, and it's full of people who don't stay very long. You know, I think I stayed at my apartment for 7 years, and I had probably like eight or nine neighbors, you know, across the way from me. So people come and go a lot. And when you do meet people who are residents there, they're a particular brand of people who are not nearly as judgmental as other people I've met, you know, because they live in the town they have. But they're not particularly happy either. I just found the city very intriguing, and I thought it would be a good setting for people who were trying to kind of change their fate in America, and then to bring this outsider into the mix, this white American police officer who's kind of been forced to look for his wife, who he still loves. So he becomes an outsider in many ways to Las Vegas, to the Vietnamese community, and to these Vietnamese people that he does really has no access to.
I love throughout the book, and I thought you summed it up well in the middle of one of the letters from Susie, where you write, "We never truly forget the things that have passed out of our lives. We merely move further away from them in time until they become either less important than they actually were or more profound than we might have ever imagined." And it seems that that's the case for every one of your characters here in Dragonfish. And I will say that it made me look at my own life and what has passed out of my life to look at it and see whether it was something that was actually less important than I thought it was at the time, or, you know, deeper than that. Where did you find this, Vu? Because I love that thought, and I love that in all these characters, where you see both the fondness and the sentimentality of remembering, but at the same time realizing that when you're caught up in the moment, it sometimes isn't all that.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. I mean, it is a novel about memory, and I'm not the first person, not first writer to write about memory. But I mean, I was just always, interested in that very thing, which is that how like memory evolves in our minds. We would like to think that we can forget certain things, but we never really can. It either kind of, you know, moves far away from us on its own, or we try to push it away from us. And I think for a particular character like Susie, you know, it's the decision she makes in the novel, which I won't give away, or in the past, in her past, the decision she makes is something she hasn't regretted it, but she has always felt guilt and pain because of that decision. And basically her entire life in the United States has been a way of trying to escape that memory, that thing that she's done. And I just thought it was interesting that, you know, she decides at this point to do something about that, to either redeem herself or try to make something wrong, right or wrong, basically. And she doesn't do it very well. And I thought that was, you know, that's the thing, is that, you know, at some point in your life, you think back and you know, most people are rather passive about things they regret or things they feel guilty about. And other people decide, well, I'm going to do something about that. But just because you've decided to do something about it doesn't mean you're doing it the right way. I'm speaking in very vague terms here, but that was basically, you know, what motivated her character for me, is this guilt and this this confusion. She hasn't made sense of it for herself even, so...
I loved when I was reading and doing some research for this interview in the last moment or two we have in talking to Vu Tran about his novel Dragonfish. I wanted to ask you, Vu, about your writing process, because I read the Q&A you had done with someone, and you talked about the writing process, and this was a very noirish writing process you had writing Dragonfish.
It really is, I guess.
Talk about that.
Well, I have a very specific, you know, ritual which I keep to, which is that I start writing at midnight, and I go until about four. It's usually four in the morning, but sometimes it stretches into five in the morning. And I can only write at night because there are no distractions then. But it has to be completely dark except for the lamp on my desk. And I usually, you know, have a hot thermos of boiling water and a cup of tea. And I also often have these chewy ginger candies that I chew throughout the night. And, you know, I keep refilling the cup of tea, and that's how I write. And writing can be so painful and so full of, you're so full of doubt and anxiety oftentimes when you write, especially when you're confronted with a blank page. So any sort of ritual for me that can kind of give me a solid foundation, even if it's just, you know, ginger candy and tea, make me feel a little bit better, if that makes any sense. Yeah, that's how I've been doing it for over 10 years, and it's worked so far. So, you know, unless I find another ritual, I think that's going to be the one I keep to for a while now.
Well, you spent, 4 years or so writing Dragonfish. Vu Tran, what are you working on? What are you working on right now?
I should be working on something. My editor would like to hear that I'm working on something feverishly, but I haven't started... Doing publicity for the book and everything has kept me pretty busy and distracted. But I did have an idea for a novel recently. I don't know really how to talk about it because it's still just a shadow of an idea.
We don't want you to give it away. We don't want you to give it away at all. So.
But it feels good to have an idea for a new project. I mean, that's you know, material is something that writers desperately, you know, search for. So when you come up with a good idea comes to you, it feels really nice.
Well, Dragonfish is a story I found and a book I found very enjoyable. Thank you for sharing that story and sticking with the ritual and bringing
that
to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Vu Tran, the author of Dragonfish, a novel available where books are sold. Learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.